Thank you. Yeah. So sorry about all the trouble. So my name is Raj Kannan. I'm a research scientist at ARL West and also a adjunct research professor at USC. So this is joint work with my colleagues from USC, Karthik, who is a second year PhD student, and Professor Victor Prasanna from the FPGA lab. So this talk was supposed to be given by Karthik, but he had some travel issues and couldn't show up. So I'll do my best here. The title of the talk is Accelerating PageRank Using Partition-Centric Processing. So this is a theme that runs in common with some of the previous talks. We're all talking about using some form of partitioning for improvements in acceleration. So the outline, so I'll start with some introduction motivation for work along with, you know, I'll get to those. So to begin with, I mean, as we know very well, of late, graphs have become ubiquitous for network data representation for a large class of applications ranging from, you know, social networks, biological networks, genome networks, internet, road network, and such. So as this is the era of big data, this is also the era of large graphs. Graphs are becoming larger and larger. In terms of scale and size, billions of nodes and edges. So clearly, performance is a major issue. There is a need for high performance processing, especially with shared memory platforms. And so there has been a lot of recent work on you know, frameworks for accelerating a lot of graph analytics applications on these large graphs. For this paper, we focused on a particular problem that arose due to some projects that we are involved in, and that is PageRank, which is a very well-known algorithm. It's a fundamental node ranking algorithm which evaluates the weight of a node iteratively over multiple steps. The computation is represented by that equation over there. During the I plus first iteration, essentially a node accumulates the page rank values from all its in neighbors, which are all scaled by their degrees, and essentially updates it. So the idea is to accelerate this particular execution step somehow. And PageRank is useful because it's an important benchmark for several graph analytics problems that we see, you know, including things like label propagation. And also, it's a specific example of sparse matrix vector multiplication, which we saw earlier. So SPMV, as you know, is a core kernel for many scientific applications. PageRank is a special case where the adjacency matrix is square, whereas SPMV can be for arbitrary matrix. Let's talk about, you know, there are many implementations for PageRank. So we looked at a traditional common implementation that is used in several frameworks like, say, Ligra or Polymer, in order to examine the challenges and then basically motivate our approach to using partitions for accelerating this. So pull direction PageRank, PDPR, is the standard implementation. So this is a fragment of code for pull direction PageRank. And again, so PR next V is the main step where essentially a node has to acquire PR updates from all its neighbors. And so graphically speaking, essentially what a node has to do is look at its neighbors, which are given by this you know, transpose matrix row, and the values. And so accumulate that, add it up, and you get the result, the updated page rank value for that node during a particular iteration. So the key here is a scaled page rank implementation, which requires reading page rank U from all your neighbors. This is extremely fine-grained and random memory access. Why? Because essentially you just require one update from a neighbor. And since these neighbors are not ordered in any way, they could be anywhere in DRAM. So you have a whole bunch of random DRAM memory access. So the problem is when you have you know, these kind of DRAM accesses, cache line utilization is a major issue, goes down. The amount of DRAM traffic is also significant because for PageRank, especially, you have to traverse all the edges So essentially you have to traverse the entire graph. Sustained memory bandwidth is a problem. So that is again something that goes down. So if the graph is not pre-processed or ordered in any way, you have a bunch of cache misses which reduce the performance. And also if you have, you know, reads, you will have CPU stalls, which again detracts from performance. So all of these are, you know, standard problems with PDPR. And the figure over there, number three, is essentially we look at the total amount of DRAM traffic that is attributable to random accesses as a percentage over 100. So for most of these, the amount of DRAM traffic is very high. So one of the things that we are interested in accelerating or improving is the volume of communication, which is the quantity of DRAM traffic as well as the number of DRAM accesses. So quantity as well as quality of memory communication is what we improve. So interestingly, the one data set there, the web data set, has actually much less DRAM traffic because it's heavily pre-processed and local. So locality is, of course, contributing factor. That was the typical implementation. We now look at the state-of-the-art methods for PageRank from last year's papers. We call it binning-based vertex-centric gather and scatter, or BVGAS. And so there are actually a couple of papers which really essentially do the same thing. GAS stands for gather, apply, scatter, which is well known. Right, so there are essentially two steps. In one phase, every node will scatter its page rank values to its neighbors. So essentially, there's a bunch of writes. It will write its update or MSG message to all its outgoing neighbors. The way BVGAS works is you take the set of vertices and they are essentially semi-sorted. You break them up into bins of vertices, and so the scatter and gather are over these bins. So there are some very nice properties that come out because of this semi-sorting or binning on vertices. For example, gather, you just have to go to a particular bin, look at your updates. If you're a particular vertex, essentially gather values from that bin, add it up, and then you have your page rank values for the next iteration. Cache line utilization for BVGAS is very good because of the semi-sorting. However, also there are, CPU stalls that are prevented. But there are still some issues with respect to this particular approach. First of all, with this basic GAS, vertex-centric GAS approach, you have to traverse the entire graph twice, once for gather, once for scatter. Okay? So it's inherently suboptimal in some sense. So there are some things that you're unnecessarily doing, which you are not, actually even PDPR doesn't do that. But you do that, you do gather, apply, scatter in order to, to make it cache efficient. So the goals are cache efficiency and work efficiency simultaneously if you can achieve it. Another problem with BVGAS is it is oblivious to locality, which is surprising. It's really good with respect to cache line utilization, but the total amount of communication, the volume of communication, is not reduced. So there are no optimizations that actually take care of that. Accesses, again, to memory are very coarse-grained in terms of these bins. So again, there is poor DRAM bandwidth. So some of these things will come out in the analytical evaluations as well as the experiments that I will show soon. So let me summarize our contributions in this paper. So we have a new processing methodology for PageRank, which is centered around the concept of partitions, which, it's not a new concept, but somehow we abstract the idea of communication instead of between nodes. So we go from the standard vertex-centric or edge-centric approaches to something somewhere in between, which is what we call partition-centric or PCPM, partition-centric processing methodology. And as I said, the goal is to improve the quantity and quality of memory communication. So PCPM enables very efficient processor to DRAM communication. We have three specific optimizations that we came up with in order to address communication challenges. The first one is the update propagation is done in a very partition, a natural partition-centric manner that is brought about by this PCPM abstraction. It significantly reduces the amount of DRAM traffic. Then we also have a special graph data layout, which is based on a bipartite view of the graph in terms of partitions and nodes. And that actually improves the DRAM accesses by making it very sequential. And the concept of partitions is designed so as to make it very cache efficient, so that the sequential DRAM accesses actually help with the cache efficiency also. And then finally, we have a branch avoidance mechanism, which is very actually implementation dependent. It removes some data dependent branches and also contributes about 10-15% to the overall acceleration that we have. So these are some of the numbers that we got when compared to the baselines, which is the state of the art up to now. So up to 4.7 giga traverse edge per second, 77% of peak DRAM bandwidth was achieved. So I'll describe some results that illustrate that. And finally, the conceptually, this PCPM abstraction is also extendable to weighted graphs as well as generic SPMV, some new work that we are working on. Let me talk about the heart of our approach, which is graph partitioning. So partitions are nothing new. The key point here is that we break up the graph into sets of vertices, but make it very cache efficient. So a set of cacheable vertices is what we call a partition. And then instead of links between nodes, as in the original graph, we have links between nodes and partitions. And so you will see later this unlocks some of the communication efficiency that the previous pure VC-EC paradigms would not do. So in this example, I have 9 nodes, 0 to 8. And so they are very simply divided into 3 partitions, 0, 1, 2. And our method will actually work much better if you did some pre-processing and got some more intelligent partitioning with localization. But we illustrate, so all the experiments are with very little partitioning pre-processing, and it still shows major improvement. So the PCM methodology is as follows. Again, we follow the GAS model. So every node during the scatter phase will scatter messages to the neighboring partitions rather than the neighbors. So there are the data structures, or there is a, so a node will forward its updates. For example, the neighbors of 7 are 0, 1, and 2. So it will supply its page rank value PR7 within the update bin, and also list the set of destinations to which that update applies. So essentially, there are 3 partitions which correspond to 3 bins, statically allocated main memory locations. And so on the right-hand side, you have the complete set of required data structures for propagating updates for the graph that we showed in the previous example. So messages are written there. Threads work independently. There is no need for locks or atomics to do this, because there are pointers to where a node needs to write its updates, and so scalability is improved. Only during the first iteration of PageRank, we need to write down these destination addresses. In future iterations, they are known, so we don't write it. Reduces the amount of communication. The key is each thread processes one partition at a time, and a partition is essentially cacheable. So you can process all the vertices in a partition because they are in the cache. Okay, so it improves DRAM efficiency. So the first optimization that we do have is partition-centric update propagation, which is in the previous BBGAS implementation. Essentially, you had to traverse the entire graph. You had to look at all the edges. So that is quite redundant, as you can see, because the page rank value for 7, which is going to 0, 1, and 2, you don't need to duplicate that. It needs to be represented once in the data structure, and all the destinations 0 and 1 and 2, which need it, can essentially just take that one value. So that's, we implement that with the data structure over there, using the MSB. We reserve it for, so if there is a 1 in the MSB, then that is the P PR update for a particular vertex that is scattering to its neighbors in that partition, zeros below it indicate that those destinations essentially need to use the page rank that is at the location indicated by the first one before. Okay. So this reduces the volume of traffic, but it's still not DRAM efficient, because what might happen is if you have a vertex, the first neighbor might be for partition one, the second neighbor would be partition two, and then you go back to partition one. So you still have this partition skipping, which is not optimal. So therefore, in order to improve that, we have very specific bipartite graph data layout. We look at the graph in terms of you have a set of partitions. So let me quickly go to a figure. So over here represents the bipartite graph layout. If you look at the last one, we have node 6 and 7. There are edges from the 6 and 7 are essentially partition 3. So you, on the right hand side, you have all the individual partitions. On the left hand side of the bipartite graph, you have edges from nodes in that vertices in that particular partition to destination partition. So it's vertex to destination partition is the connection. And what we do is using this graph, using this layout, we process one bin at a time. So if a bin fits in cache, both the source set of source vertices as well as the destination partition vertices fit in cache, everything can be done without going to main memory. So we have the vertices cached, all the DRAM accesses are sequential, and so we get a major improvement in communication traffic. So that's the fragment of code. So there are details in the paper you can look at. The third one is again, so instead of going here very quickly, in order to implement the most significant bit in code, you have to have some if loops. If you see an MSB1, then you look at the page rank value. If it's zero, you look at the one before that. So we can actually avoid that that if loop, which leads to CPU stalls, through some tricks that we mentioned here, and it's mentioned in detail in the paper, which I will skip very quickly. So in the interest of time, then we also have analytical evaluation, which essentially intuitively describes the improvements that we get. So the key item here is what we call the compression ratio, which is R. If the original graph had E edges, with the new data layout, we have E prime edges, counting edges between nodes and partition. K is the number of partitions. R is the original number of edges divided by E prime. Okay. So again, in order to measure communication volume, everything is in terms of the size of the vertex indices, size of the updates, which are assumed to be 4 bytes. You know, CMR is MISH ratio. So very intuitively, we essentially evaluate two things: total amount of DRAM communication and the number of DRAM accesses. So we can see that BBGAS, current state of the art, essentially you traverse the graph twice, so it's 2 times the number of edges times the size of index plus update. Whereas we scale it by a factor of 1/R rather than 2. So that's the expression over here. Without going into details there, so if you look at that, essentially the predicted DRAM traffic for a particular synthetic graph, as the value of R obviously increases, our DRAM traffic goes down. The other thing that we analytically evaluate is the number of DRAM accesses. So again, I'll just look at what we have. In the worst case, you have edges between all pairs of partitions. There are k partitions, so you have k squared. So that is the total number of DRAM accesses, because recall that a partition is something that fits in cache. So it's k squared as compared to the previous one. The best case scenario is number of edges times the size of an update divided by cache line size, because assuming that there are no cache misses. I guess I'm running out of time. Very quickly, I'll go into the experimental setup and results. We have these set of real life and synthetic graphs. This is our hardware setup. It's a little bit old, but now we have access to a new latest Intel processor, so we are repeating our experiments. So the kind of results that we get, GTEPs, we compared to PDPR, BVGAS, and these are the data sets. So good speed up over PDPR and BVGAS, not surprising. But the key point was when we compare with respect to scatter for PCPM versus BVGAS, that's where we get the most amount of improvement, about 5 times speed up with respect to BVGAS. Web is one particular data set which is highly local. So BVGAS, like I said, is oblivious to the locality. The communication volume doesn't reduce, but for our case, if you look at that row, you have the scatter time has reduced quite a bit. The other things that we count are, again, communication volume bytes access per edge, and there is a significant reduction, 1.7 times. And then also we look at the memory bandwidth that we get. So we get, like I mentioned earlier, we have 77% of the peak bandwidth, and again, some improvement over BVGAS. So one last thing we should point out is, the effect of locality. Like I said, if you do some pre-processing, our method will work better. So we did use a recent paper called G-Order that increased spatial locality among node neighbors, and we observed for PCPM, for this particular data set, the amount of speed up that we got. Both PDPR as well as PCPM benefited from this improvement, but BVGAS did not, because the communication volume remains the same. So I'll skip over all this. These are the effects of the different optimizations. Obviously, optimization 3 is about only 15 to 20%, but the most of it comes from optimizations 1 and 2, which contribute to the speed up. Partition size is another thing we examine. As long as everything fits in cache, everything is good. If the partition size goes beyond cache capacity, we have, we start getting issues and the execution time increases. So again, details of this are, of course, in the paper. Pre-processing time is not significant, just we have to compute the bin sizes, compute the PNG. So again, the overhead is quite small, amortized over a bunch of iterations. Finally, we can extend it to arbitrary edge weights, also generic SPMV, which is some work that we are doing currently. Whenever you have user-controllable on-chip memories, our method is very useful. For example, we have extended this to FPGAs. We have some other papers applying this to FPGAs, and we're also looking at applying this to GPUs. So this is a generic, PCPM is a generalized model that we are using. Also, like I said, it's not just PageRank. We are using it for other graph analytics within the context of a larger project that we're working on. So in conclusion, using this partition-centric method, we essentially, our goal was to make PageRank cache efficient and work efficient, and come up with a hybrid partition-centric method rather than vertex-centric or edge-centric. Reduce the volume of DRAM traffic as well as the number of DRAM accesses in order to have a high sustained DRAM bandwidth. And so the numbers I talked about, we got some good numbers in terms of throughput and communication, and the extensions also I mentioned. So most interesting is extending it to other platforms such as FPGAs or GPUs. So at this point, any questions?
So maybe I'll start off with one question. If you can go back to the to your results, the web graph, particularly for the for one of the older techniques, the pull direction page rank, looks substantially different from all of the other all of the other graphs. And I was wondering if you could comment again on.
Yeah, so that particular data set is heavily pre-processed and has a lot of locality. It's almost like a road network. You only communicate with neighbors and they are indexed appropriately, so everything fits in cache. So everything does well. PDPR has, communication traffic is quite low as compared to the other one. So the only one that doesn't do so well is BVGAS.
And what is it about BVGAS that, given a graph that's already got good locality, it looks like BVGAS kind of destroys that somehow?
No, BVGAS it already does very well, but it does not, the marginal improvement is not significant because the total volume of communication does not change, whereas for these two other methods, they actually exploit that.
We have any other questions for the speaker? All right, let's thank him again.
Thank you. So I just want to mention that we have a bunch of applications that are part of a DARPA project. If people are interested, you know, looking at the different applications that we in the defense community want to speed up, you can look at this website.